You don't see her washing my feet with her hair, do you?
God, Mom, I really hope you're not going to be too hard on her.
You know I am more than fair, Becky. Now, can you think of a punishment that starts with X?
She lived with her boyfriend because she was in love with him. Think back to when you were young.
You know, Becky, if you're feeling left out, Mommy has enough anger for all her children.
Excavate garden. There's a punishment that begins with X.
Yard work. Zoo with DJ. I'm done.
What do you think Dad's gonna do when he sees her?
Well, Becky, your father is a reasonable man. I figure he'll sit with her and have a nice long talk. Of course, she won't listen. What with being dead and all.
I have had it, Roseanne. I can't keep hiding David at my house. I mean, it's been like a week. I can't take care of him anymore.
Luckily, those maternal instincts are kicking in the nick of time.
Have you told Dan about David yet?
Yes.
Really? What'd he say?
Oh, you mean the truth? No.
It's starting to get very uncomfortable. Last night, he thought I tried to seduce him. Well, it was kind of funny. I just gave him a hug because he said something sweet, and boom, now he thinks I want him.
That is so funny.
I know.
I mean, you don't want to go to bed with some big old fat lady. I gotta go talk to Mark.
Anyway, David's acting really weird now. He hasn't showered in 3 days because he's afraid I'll walk in on him. Hello?
It's just so wonderful to have you home, especially when you're in really, really big trouble.
I'm home, now what?
Oh, gee, let's see. It has been so long since I punished you. I wonder if I even remember how. You're grounded. There, yeah, it's just like riding a bike.
You can't ground me. I don't even live here anymore. The only reason I came home is because you said that we could talk to Dad about David. You know, he's, like, really unhappy.
David is just fine. Don't worry about him. He's just a little shook because Aunt Jackie put the moves on him.
I did not. Who would want to sleep with some big old fat lady? Well, David's got to come back here. If you won't talk to Dad, I'll go do it myself.
Oh, I don't think this would be the right time with the mood your dad's in, Darlene. Let's face it. You need my help.
Oh, you are twisted.
Do you think I take joy in punishing my children?
Yes, I do.
See, Jackie, you must always let the child know why they're being punished.
Damn, snowplow blocked the driveway again.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. We won't let you live hooked up to machines.
Did you see that, son of...
Hi, Dad.
Hey, sport. Great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
What do you say you and me go get a sundae?
Really? Oh, okay, great. Here you go.
Dan, so what the hell were you doing right there? Don't you know what's been going on for the last 3 months?
Well, we don't get to see her very often. She's still one of our kids.
I know that, but you are being really nice to her like she's a total stranger.
She's never going to come home if every time she does it's miserable.
Why not? I do.
We'll be right back.
darling. Game on.
Okay, I'll be there in a sec, Daddy. We went sledding. Well, it's great that you're home. Now you can do the dishes. Oh, wait, I think there's even a few more.
Dad, Mom wants me to do the dishes.
Don't be silly. Come watch the game.
Hey, you. Get over here and do the dishes.
What? What is it?
Nothing. It's just... Have you been working out lately?
Nah. Well, not in a program.
Well, you're looking pretty buff there, Dad.
Ah, quit it. So how's life?
Well, school's okay.
Good.
You know, I'm kind of lonely since David left. I mean, which is really weird, because I hated having him there.
Too bad.
I talked to him. I mean, in Michigan. He's not too happy. He's really sorry. You know, we're both really sorry that we lied to you.
Well, it's over. It's time to move on.
Dad, can David move back in the house?
No.
But, Dad, you can't just let him live with his mom.
I said no, Darlene. A boy has done enough damage. And I don't care how horrible his mother is. He's not an infant.
But, Dad...
The boy is not coming back to this house, and that's final.
Okay, I need you.
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't quite hear what you just said.
I'm a horrible, ungrateful daughter. You're all-powerful and all-knowing. And I'm nothing but dirt at your feet. Please, oh please, have mercy on me. Oh, great one.
David, but I can't sneak out until everybody goes to sleep.
Hey, you're not supposed to be on the phone. You're grounded.
It's nobody, David. It's just that little kid we're growing in case one of us needs an organ.
When you're talking to David, man, are you in trouble?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta use the phone cord for something else.
Here, I found these in my room. It's gonna take some pretty good scrubbing to get all the cheese off.
Yeah, it's gonna take some pretty good scrubbing to get all your skin off, but, I got time.
You can't do anything to me, because you're in too much trouble.
Hey, DJ, how would you like a second plate in your head?
Hey.
Hey, Dad, you're up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, I was just getting my jacket because, the basement's cold.
You don't have to do that. I'll just turn the heat up.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep it down because it enhances the youthfulness of one's complexion. Plus, it keeps my beer cold.
All right, well, thanks, then. I guess I'll turn in.
Listen, Darlene, I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier. I know the whole thing with David wasn't your fault.
Yeah, okay.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole matter is behind us. It's as if the whole thing never existed.
Yeah, right. Tell that to my baby.
Darlene.
Good night, Dad.
Where have you been? I've been waiting in the park for hours. Get your coat, meet me out front.
I can't get past my dad. There's an F Troop marathon on.
Well, I can't come in because your mom said I wasn't allowed in the house.
Oh, that's right. We're not supposed to be speaking either. See ya.
All right, all right. I'll come in. Hey.
Hey.
Things sure are a mess, huh?
Well, you give a decorator complete control and...
I meant us.
Yeah, I know.
I miss this room. I miss you. I still love you, Darlene.
Yeah, me too.
So what do we do?
I don't know.
Hey, Darlene, I brought you an I'm sorry.
Shut up! Shut up!
What's the matter with you, boy? Can't keep your pants on?
Dad, you saw it, but I made
it. I'm not talking to you, Darlene!
Yeah, I can fight my own battles.
David, just go back to Jackie's.
All right.
Jackie's? I thought he was staying with his mother.
Later, Mrs. Connor.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, what the hell is going on? You told me you sent David away. This whole time he's been saying it's your sister's.
Well, yeah, I did send him away. But, you know, then Jackie got involved and,
Dan, didn't we say we would never raise our voices in front of the kids?
After everything that boy's done, you've been helping him out?
No, I haven't been helping him out. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, Dan. I don't know. I'm just soft.
Oh, I can't handle this. I'm out of here.
No, you're not going anyplace. You're grounded.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, I'm grounded for lying to you guys about living with David, right?
Right.
Just like you lied to Dad and said that you didn't know that I was living with him in Chicago, even though you did, right?
Excuse me?
Oh, you are in so much trouble now.
Writing out your mom, that's got to be the worst, right?
I'm going to Jackie's.
What are we going to do with her?
I mean, you knew the whole time.
No, I didn't know the whole time. No, of course I, you know, just for like, okay, the, you know, like the last couple of days when I went up there, you know, and I dragged David home and I put an end to it all by myself. Do you know what I mean? I handled it all by myself, Dan, because I just didn't want to get you upset. You know what I mean? I took all that stress on myself. And of course, now that you're on board, I'm feeling a lot of relief, Dan. Dan?
Isn't this nice? What a great aunt you are, making them just so comfortable. Why don't you tack up the bathroom mirror on the ceiling?
Because, Mom, then when we do it in the bathroom, we won't be able to watch.
Darlene, you're not helping.
Darlene, you take your butt home right now.
I'm not going back to that house just so you can torture me.
Wrong. That is exactly why you're going back there. You're in big trouble, and your punishment is not going to be sex with your boyfriend.
Well, obviously, you've never had sex with my boyfriend.
You know, it's a good thing I'm not living with my abusive mother.
Well, that's better. Now it's just us three girls. I will be in the kitchen, making sure that David doesn't disturb us.
Mom, I don't need you to punish me.
Yes, you do. I'm your mother, and it's my job to correct you when you make a mistake.
But I know living with David was a mistake. It was miserable. No punishment you could give me could make me feel any worse.
Ah, so it'll be a challenge.
You don't get it. I learned my lesson. David and I were not ready to live together. You know, I know that now, and I learned it on my own.
Well, isn't that just great? I'm so proud of you, Darlene. And lesson number two is what?
Always share?
No. It's you don't treat your mother like crap. You know, you have lied to me constantly for 3 months. Okay, it's gonna take a lot of work before you and me are square again.
All right, fine. I'll do the dishes. I'll clean the house. I'll do the whole alphabet. But I'm not going home while Dad is acting like a psychopathic lunatic.
Oh, Darlene, your father is a reasonable man. You just give him enough time and he'll get over it. So, you want to watch a movie on TV or something? I got to kill a couple hours before I can go back.
Hey, Dan? Ready to go?
Just a minute.
Oh. Looks like somebody's been riding the couch.
Hey, this is my choice, so it's not embarrassing.
Dan, this is between you and Roseanne, okay? I don't want to get involved.
Hey, pal, you're already involved. You got her sister pregnant. And if I was you, I'd sue for custody now, because by the time the kid's 17, you won't have any claim on them at all.
A custody suit?
Damn women. Who the hell do they think they are?
We're sugar and spice and everything nice. So bite me.
Hey, Roseanne.
Why, hello, Fred. I think I shall be the one taking Dan to work today.
I think Fred should.
Dan, I'm sorry, but I gotta agree with Roseanne here.
I'm with you, buddy.
On second thought, I just might like to walk to work today.
Oh, you don't even like to walk to the car.
You have any idea how this discussion is supposed to begin? You're supposed to apologize. You're the one who lied to me.
Well, it's not like I feel good about it. I mean, you found out.
The whole thing would have never happened if you hadn't have brought David into this house. What the hell were you thinking?
Well, I wanted him to live here. I still want him to live here.
Why?
Well, because maybe I still think he's a good kid. Gee, you know, he's handy to have around the house. You never know if I'm going to need something off a low shelf.
What is with you? Why are you taking David's side?
Well, somebody has to. God, Dan, you're blaming the whole thing in Chicago on David. Well, Darlene was there, too, you know. It's not like David forced her to hide him out there.
All I know is before David came along, Darlene was not the kind of kid who would move in with her teenage boyfriend.
Before David came around, Darlene was 12.
You know what I mean. The teenage boy, they can be very persuasive.
Have you met Darlene at all? Have you seen the control she has over David? I mean, David isn't even his real name. She just made that up.
Roseanne, you've been saying it for years. I'm finally going to agree with you. Men are pigs. I mean, you were every bit as bullheaded as Darlene was. I managed to persuade you.
Right.
You remember our second date? You were upset because you had this big fight with your mom. I wasn't thinking about your feelings. I was thinking you were ripe for the picking. Show a little charm, pour a few drinks down her. Boom! We're at the Blue Rooster Motel. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
My mom was in Indiana. There was no fight. I just set the whole thing up so that you would be able to take advantage of me in my time of need.
So you've been lying to me from the beginning.
Face it, Dan. I seduced you. And Darlene may very well have seduced David, okay? So you can't keep blaming David for this whole thing. Darlene had sex because she wanted to have sex.
I gotta go to work.
The fact that I had my nightgown in my purse should have tipped you off.
Hey, it's me.
Hi. I didn't hear your car.
Rode DJ's bike. May have to take it to the shop tomorrow.
Well, what can I do for you?
No, now I shouldn't have to leave. This is my house.
And since it's my house, I should offer you some coffee, which I will make in the kitchen, which is still in my house, so I'm not really leaving.
Mom send you to get me?
I didn't come to get you. I came to get David.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're, like, cool with this?
No, I just don't blame David for everything anymore.
Well, Dad, you don't exactly have the right to be mad at me for having sex. I mean, did you expect me to be a virgin for the rest of my life?
No, I expected you to be a nice kid.
But Dad, I'm not even a kid anymore.
I know that. I don't like it, but I know it. I also know you lied to me and your mother for the last 3 months.
Well, I had to, or you guys would have freaked out. I mean, I had a good reason for everything that I did.
That's great. You had your reasons. I just don't know if things between me and you are ever going to be the same again.
Well, why not? I mean, Becky ran off and eloped with Mark. I mean, you let her off the hook.
Maybe I expected more out of you. Hey, David.
Okay, yeah, hi.
You want to come home with me?
For what?
It's okay, David. He's offering to take you back.
Really? Thank you, Mr. Connor.
I'm gonna go get my stuff.
David, I'm glad you're coming back. But no more lying.
Okay. Look, Mr. Connor, there's something I want to say to you. There's something that you should know. I really love your daughter. And you should realize that when she and I... When we're having our tenderness...
David, stop.
Thank you.
Carolina, got you an extra.
Mr. Connor, I'm sorry.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dad!
What's the matter with you, boy? Huh? Can't you keep your pants on?
Dad, I made him come in!
Darlene, I'm not talking to you.
I can fight my own battles.
David, just go back to Jackie's.
All right.
Jackie's? I thought he was staying with his mom.
And then David. Acting and get in trouble. Yeah.